This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Our every now and then contributor from the BBC, Justin Rowlett, has a series he's working on. It's called Elementary Business, about the actual chemical elements that make the global economy go round. Today, chemical symbol HG, listed among the transition metals on the periodic table it is. Hey, Justin.
Hiya, Kai. How are you doing?
I'm well. So mercury, I confess I know not much about this particular metal.
Well, I describe it as the quixotic bad boy of the periodic table.
And bang, you just made it sexy. There we go. And also, it's toxic. I mean, that's the thing I remember. You had a thermometer in your mouth as a kid, you dropped it, and Mom always said, get away from the mercury.
Yeah, it is incredibly toxic, and it builds up. So if it escapes into water, it turns into a really toxic organic form of mercury, and then is picked up by plankton and algae, and that's eaten by fish. So it builds up in the ecosystem and becomes much more of a problem.
It clearly, though, must have good uses, right? What do we use it for? What is it? How does it help the economy, Justin?
Mercury is a fascinating element, and it's captivated people since the beginning of time. It has an extraordinary relationship with gold, and it's used by artisanal miners, you know, small-scale miners, the guys who you see panning and sluicing for gold in rivers, and they use it to purify the gold. Mercury is one of the few elements that combines with gold. It creates a solution with gold, and what you can do then is you can burn the mercury off, and you're left with a residue of pure gold. And that produces about a third of the mercury that man releases into the atmosphere. The other stuff comes from coal. When you burn coal, it's released into the atmosphere. The other stuff comes from, I mean, remember the fillings in your mouth, Kai. You've probably still got some mercury fillings in your mouth.
So I guess the answer is we just need to figure out how to be safe with it, right?
Well, exactly. But actually, you know, there's very little that the world's governments agree on. But one thing they have agreed on very recently is that mercury is a bad thing and we should try a lot harder to stop using mercury. So they've recently passed a convention, an international treaty. Something like 93 countries have signed it, including United States of America. Hmm. And it says we should look at the industrial processes that use mercury and do our best to get mercury out of the system. So, for example, we should encourage those artisanal miners to use methods that minimise the release of mercury into the atmosphere or get rid of mercury entirely. Alternatively, a fair trade organisation trying to work with these miners to stop them using mercury, they suggested cyanide or borax might be better materials to use. And I pointed out that these were themselves very dangerous. But they say that actually, within about 24 hours, both of those are neutralised in the environment. So actually, even cyanide is a better option than mercury, which says something about just how dangerous mercury is.
Think about that. Justin Rowlett from the BBC. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.